Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Bob. As a millionaire living in a Buckinghamshire pleasure dome with your solid gold hip replacement addiction to flower nectar and your walk-in bath made of ivory, you old bastard, can you confirm or deny the existence of Bobfest, an annual summer event that you hold around the back of your orchard, attended by the local parish councillors and the dirty old aldermen, in which you all join hands and form a circle while your poor servants are forced to dance naked to the complete musical works of Yosu Ndua in a giant paddling pool filled with Swarfiga? Bobfest. Tell me about Bobfest.
With regard to Bobfest, it doesn't exist. I don't have any servants. I haven't had a replacement. Why you would think I've had a replacement the way I move is beyond me.
What, you say you're a good mover?
Yeah. Silky. You can't deny that, Andy. I don't hobble along, do I?
I've not seen you do stairs before.
Well, when we leave this building, walk behind me.
All right, I will.
Textbook.
Right, I will.
All right.
But I'll film it.
With regard to the rest of it, I refer to previous ads, I don't have any servants and I'm not a millionaire.
So how much do you charge for Bobfest? How much do you charge the dirt?
There is no such thing. There's no such thing as Bobfest.
Oh, so it's free?
There's no such thing as Bobfest. All right.
Do you know, if you charge,
are you finished with your
question? If you charge, you'd need a license, wouldn't you? Although you'd probably get that as a backhander from the parish councillors who you let come in anyway.
Yeah, because I'm so sweet with the aldermen.
Yeah. The dirty old alderman.
No, you're just aldermen.
You're sweet on the dirty old alderman.
No, I'm not sweet on him.
And what you're paddling pool filled with Swarfiga.
What are you saying when they say I'm sweet with the alderman? You saying we're kissed, or that we correspond, or that what? What
I'm
you saying
you've kissed.
I've snogged the alderman.
I'm not saying snogged. I'm saying kissed. It might have just been a peck. But I think you've kissed the alderman.
Well, I've kissed the alderman.
I think you have.
What do you think of nachos and dips?
You moved on quickly there, didn't you?
Well, I presume you're finished.
Do you have nachos and dips at Bobfest? Bob, as a millionaire with your all-weather kumquat orchard and your collection of art treasures bought from assorted despots, when you go on holiday, do you pre-order a selection of slaves to tend to your every whim at your resort, seeing as how your home slaves aren't allowed to travel because they're not even supposed to be in the UK to start with?
No, I travel abroad just with my family. I don't take any slaves, servants, staff.
You don't take them because they're not allowed to leave the UK.
No, I don't hire
not
any.
They're supposed to be in the UK.
Where do you think I go on holiday?
Because I don't know.
I've got a luxury resort or something. I've got all the slaves.
Right. And there's the slaves there waiting for you.
Well, you choose to call them slaves. I would call them a hotel staff, but
fine margins in it, really.
I suppose it is, yeah.
Quite a confession that was. Bob, as a millionaire with your all-weather kumquat orchard, your collection of art treasures bought from a sort of despots, and your diamond-encrusted glass eye, when you're on holiday, do you allow your home slaves to have time off as well? Or does the dirty alderman come round and house sit, or slave sit, if you like, replacing you and replicating your sordid lifestyle in order to keep your slaves on their toes?
No, I do not employ someone to pretend to be me while I'm on vacation, Andy, no.
So does the dirty alderman come round your house when you're not there?
I know the alderman.
You've
right?
kissed the alderman, haven't you?
I haven't. If I have kissed the alderman, may I just say, I am not the first to have kissed the alderman, right?
That doesn't make it right, though.
I don't comment on whether it's right or whether it's wrong.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
You've kissed the alderman.
I haven't kissed. I've not been round your place.
Yeah.
I've not kissed your alderman.
Is that the end of your questions?
Yeah, that's the end of my questions.
The last time I saw the alderman, Andy, was I went up 3 weeks ago
to a screening of a charity film. It was about the decline of steel and coal industry in the north.
What, in the south?
In the north. No, I went up to Stockton for it, thank you, Andy. Right. It's a charity thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, the dirty alderman, of course, as he does, he's like, there was snacks afterwards and that, and he cornered me at the buffet, and we were just talking, and then suddenly he popped a toffee in my pocket. I said, "What was that? What did you do? What was that about?" And as I put my hand in to see what it was, he grabbed my hand, so I couldn't get it out of me. Got a big fat arm, you know, and I couldn't get my hand out.
Was it your brass hand?
No, it was the other hand, my proper hand.
Your good hand.
My good hand. And he grabbed it, and I said, what have you put in there, Alderman? And he said, a lovely creamy toffee. A nice toffee. And I've got to be honest, I thought, God, I want that toffee. I feel uncomfortable, but I don't know how fancy that toffee. And he said, you want it, don't you? You want it. You want it, don't you? I said, I do want the toffee, yeah. And he says, well, in that case, you know what you have to do. And then just as he said those words, you know, the town clerk and the mayor and all his cronies.
Yeah.
They gathered round, started saying, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman. So I thought, I really do want that toffee. So I kissed and he opened his mouth quite wide. And as he opened it, he released his grip. So yeah. I was able to slip my hand in and
get the toffee.
And just as we finished it, pulled the toffee out, him and his cronies disappeared, and I, you know, like, I'd kissed the alderman. Yeah.
He got what he wanted.
I got what I wanted.
You got what you wanted. But why do you keep having to go to Stockton to do these things?
Well, because that's where he's an alderman. I've got connections with him, and he always says that we need a so-called celebrity to open this or to come to this event. And I do it for charity because it's for Daft.
You do it because you love it.
I like to see the alderman. You know, I kiss the alderman, whatever. You know,
kiss the alderman.
Yeah, but you know, take the toffee, Andy. Take the toffee.
Yeah.
Bob, it's the alderman's birthday next month. Will you be buying him A, a book token, B, a plastic gun and badge set with NY Cop on the badge, or C, personalised underpants with Kiss the Alderman written across what I'll call the holding area?
I probably will be going to the alderman's birthday, and I probably will be getting him a gift. None of those gifts sound appropriate to me. For a man of his office.
Will you come back and join us another time and tell us what you did by him in
the future?
I will
do that, but I don't want to ruin the surprise for the alderman.
Is he a listener of this, is he?
The alderman?
Of the podcast.
I can't be sure. I haven't mentioned it to him. Do you want to hear about it? I saw the alderman this week.
What's he been doing this week?
Well, this week I went up to Stockton for for charity swimming.
Mm.
You know, we were, me and the alderman and some other local people.
Partially nude in a pool.
No, we're doing swimming baths there.
Yeah, swimming baths is.
And it was to raise money for soft kids, daft.
Yeah.
You know, the daft kids and the parents and that. Daft earthers, we'll call them. Yeah, I think that seems quite polite. They can't really do outright.
Yeah.
You know. So, anyway.
Cackanders.
So, anyway, we're in the locker area afterwards and I'm having a shower. Yeah?
Yeah.
Finish my shower, it's all nice. Just as I'm exiting the shower, the alderman, dirty alderman, is coming in. Yeah?
Yeah.
And he stops me, says, hello, Bob. I said, oh, hello, alderman, nice to see you and that. And he said to me, sort of like in his jokey voice he's got, he says, oh, you look lovely and clean. You look just right for a nice kiss. Oh, God, here we go. And then it's like it was a trigger word. All the showers suddenly turned off, yeah? And the mayor, the town clerk, the town planner, all his cronies and all them, they'd all came out of the showers as well.
Yeah.
Started saying, you know, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman. And he goes, no! Right? I went, shit.
No kiss.
What's going on here? And so, I mean, I'd already sort of made a move towards him, but he recoiled. He said, no! And he dropped his towel, right? He says, on my tattoo, he said.
Oh!
Yeah, and like on his big fella. And like on his flange, would you call it? The rowel, just above the hip.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. He's got a tattoo. Got a tattoo of hot dog.
Oh, aye.
Right, just the sausage.
Not the bun.
Not the bun.
No mustard.
I think the onions. That is the hot dog, isn't it? Or is the hot dog the old thing? Well, it was just the sausage.
Yeah.
It was the hot dog sausage.
Definitely a picture.
Yeah, a nice tattoo, like a brown tattoo. And he winked at the town, the mayor and all that, and they changed it to kiss the dog, kiss the dog, kiss the dog. So I got down and I give the hot dog a little peck and a lick and just go out with there, you know, as you do.
Yeah.
We'd raised quite a lot of money for the kids as
That's
well.
That's the main thing. But did you raise awareness as well?
I hope so, yeah. But funnily enough, the tattoo actually tasted of hot dog. Yeah, it made me really peckish.
You can do all sorts these days with tattoos.
Amazing. I wasn't sated until I'd had a hot dog. So yeah. I kissed the alderman.
Yeah.
But in a rather unusual, quirky way on the hot dog.
You seem to put yourself in a position every week where you have to kiss the alderman. It's almost as if you really like it.
He's daft. He's a daft lad.
It's just all a bit of fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
good for morale.
Yeah. So I've kissed the alderman. I've kissed the alderman's hot dog.
What next? Who knows?
Who knows, yeah.
Tune in next week and find out.
Do you want to hear about the alderman?
The latest installment from the alderman.
I saw him on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
So up in Stockton.
You get up there a lot, don't you, you and the alderman?
Yeah,
charity Stockton. Work again, was it?
Did you know, this is something you can investigate, you can get me on. Did you know that my father was called Charles Stockton Mortimer? His father was called Charles Stockton Mortimer. And the great-great-grandfather operated the bus company, the first bus company, Stockton to Darlington.
Right.
Yeah, before the trains get in.
Did the name Stockton after him or something? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, except for this. And owned half of Stockton-on-Tees.
Oh,
and when
the shit half.
Yeah, the shit half. And when I was a little boy, I used to go around with my dad collecting the rents.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like a little
you like the sound of that, don't you?
Little
yeah.
Landlord.
Yeah.
Oh, Daddy,
look at those ruffians playing with hoops. Yeah.
Take their money.
Why are they kicking that tin can? And all that sort of stuff. Anyway, I just thought you might like to. So I was up in Stockton.
I'll be using that in the future
as
well.
Yes, I know. Went out for a meal at Maddox. Do you know the country club, Maddox?
In Stockton, I've never been to
Stockton. All right, I just wondered. It's a nice place, Andy. It's like near a golf course, you can probably picture it. And of an evening, you can have the Oriental buffet, or you can just have main menu. Or, and this is what I like about Maddox, you can just have a few bar snacks. They have a little thing that says, you know, quote, mix and match, yeah? Quote, dare to share.
All of this pertinent to the...
Yeah, no. It's typical of Maddox, that kind of attitude. You know, it's quite a stuffy-looking place, but they know how to make you laugh. Oh, I can't, you know, like mix and match, dare to share, that sort of thing. Anyway, I was just in a world of my own, just sat there eating a hot dog starter from the main menu, right? And there's a bit of a rumpus in walks. Can you guess?
Dun, dun, dun! The alderman.
The alderman and all his cronies, yeah? And it is important. So he's wearing dark blue slacks and they look a bit loose around the waist.
Right.
And a tight brown polo neck. That's quite a nice look, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're all laughing, joking, filling the plates up. They went Oriental buffet.
Yeah.
Filling the plates up at the buffet. And I've got to be honest with you, I couldn't help noticing that for a big bloke, he's got quite a nice, still got quite a nicely defined ass.
Yeah.
Do you know, sometimes bigger fellas will lose it.
He's kept it tight.
Yeah, not bad. And anyway, so I just kept my head down. I couldn't be bothered with him and his cronies and all that. And they got the big round table in the middle of the room. And the town clerk gives that little speech. And they present a gift to the alderman. Yeah. Turns out it's a big leather belt with a massive, like, ornate buckle on it. Right. So his slacks looked a bit low. So he puts it on, stands up, and he says, Mortimer! Come over here, lad. Oh, shit, he's seen me. So I go over like a bit sheepish. I mumbled something about having a butter allergy or something, just to, you know, sound
take
like
the heat off a little bit.
Whatever. Yeah. Is there something you want? He asked. And I thought, do you know, to be honest, because of the arse, I think. I said I wouldn't say no to a kiss, to be honest. Yeah. You know.
The arse had piqued your interest.
Something, because I said, yeah, there is actually. I wouldn't mind a little kiss. So I leaned in, all the cronies, the town clerk, kissed the alderman, kissed the alderman, kissed the alderman. Then I got the shock of my life. No! Kiss the buckle! Yeah. New belt, right? So they all chant, kiss the buckle, kiss the buckle. So I thought, oh, shit, I didn't know what I wanted, but I will do. So I knelt down in front
of him. Well, hang on, it's quite near the arse.
I know, and I'll be honest with you, I wasn't going to say this, but as I was down on his buckle, I was holding on on his arse. Yeah, much, I tell you, a lot firmer than you'd think.
Yeah.
Do you know when you're testing stakes and they say you press it in a different, you know, it would be like, it would be quite well done.
Yeah, so you pushed your thumb into it, did you?
I couldn't help but, like, push my fingers into it, you know what I mean?
Did he react?
Well, he doesn't really. He's quite a cold fish.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's what keeps everyone so... But anyway, he's a bit... So I'm down there on my knees, like, moulding his ass like a little cat's do, you know what I mean? And I give his buckle a really nice long kiss, best as I could. And it smelt a bit like miso soup down there. So we finished, I thanked him, you know, a bit disappointed, obviously. And I thought, God, I really fancy some miso soup now because of the smell from the buckle area and all that. So I swapped from the Oriental menu to the, from the main menu to the Oriental buffet.
Can you do that?
That's the thing, Andy. So come the end of the night, I was charged for both main menu and for the buffet because I'd swapped between them.
What, they don't just charge you for the higher one?
No,
that's terrible, that.
So I ain't going to Maddox again.
No,
I know they're good
either.
Fun. They're good fun, but
that's a rip off that. Like,
so last I might sing that. My last meal at Maddox.
Never going there again.
No way, baby.
That's a shame. One more question. Is it true that you and the alderman have started up a private Facebook group called Lips Are for Kissing?
There's some truth in that, yeah.
I thought there might be.
What?
Well, I've seen it.
Yes,
I had a look on your phone when you went to the bog earlier on.
Okay,
and it's just lots and lots of pictures of close-ups of lips.
Yeah.
And pictures of various people kissing.
Yeah, if you get to kiss the alderman, you can record, you take a photograph and put it on the page, yeah.
He's been kissing a lot of people, hasn't he, then?
Yeah, he'll kiss anyone, the alderman, won't he? If it moves, he'll kiss it, basically. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Did you know he owns a car dealership up in Stockton?
That's why you're always up in Stockton with him.
No, I'm always up in Stockton with him because we do charity work together
Daft Kids.
Dozy Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah? For the Dozy Kids.
Cack-handed.
Yeah, Dozy.
Any of them boss-eyed?
No, don't be stupid.
All right,
few of them. Anyway, so he's got a dealership, it's on a retail park, and he asked me to come up to launch a new model that they're flogging. It's like a big van thing called, I think it's called a Sprinter. Have you heard of one, Dan?
I've seen them, yeah.
They're called a Sprinter. They're a new model out of it, and I was going to cut the ribbon, get a photo with the alderman for the press and that.
Well, you've been a celebrity and everything.
Well, you know what I mean. And anyway, so I said, we've done it all. I said, I've got to get a train from Darlington to get back. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, Bob, says the alderman. He says, I'll take you in the new Sprinter.
Oh,
I'll take you from Stockton down and in the Sprinter. I thought, well, that's fair enough. Like, he might want a kiss at the end of it.
I imagine he would.
Probably would, but that's all right. Fair, you know, why not?
You've been there before.
Yeah. So we get in the Sprinter, and about halfway there, he pulls off the dual carriageway into a lay-by.
Oh.
Yeah? Here we go, I think. Yeah, here we go.
Kissing time.
Yeah? So I just think, oh, well, let's just get it done. And I lean over, you know, to have a kiss and that. And he says, no! How dare you? Not in a company vehicle, especially the new Sprinter. I think, oh, Jesus, he seemed really, he's red in the face and that and everything. Then I realise I'm not alone, Andy, yeah? In the back of the Sprinter, you've got the town clerk, head of social services, head of the parks department.
Rest of the gang.
All the gang. And they start chanting as well, not in the Sprinter, not in the Sprinter. So on and so forth. So anyway, sorry, it's going on a bit. So we get out in the lay-by, out of the Sprinter, and his eyes look down towards the registration number, the alderman's eyes. So I read it. It's YM16KTA. And they all start, have you guessed it? They all start chanting YMKTA, YMKTA. You must kiss the alderman.
What's the 16 for them?
I don't know. I suppose
age limit.
Well, maybe the number of times you meant to kiss him, I don't know. So obviously,
you're going to miss your train.
I'm going to miss my train. I want to get back with the journey. So I give him a lovely little kiss, actually. Nice. We had a nice kiss. It tasted a bit like, do you know those party circle biscuits with the icing on?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it just tasted like them, but with pepperoni pizza-y sort flavour. So anyways, I got on my train. The only downside was, is because of kissing the alderman, I really fancied some pizza, and they don't sell it on the train, so there you go.
A bit of a sour end of what was a beautiful story.
Yeah. Having said that, you know, let's remember, he got me to my train on time.
So, and what do you think of the Sprinter?
So I thought it was really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, and on reflection, I realised why he said not in the Sprinter. It's a company vehicle, brand new vehicle. He's got a flog.
It's good to have boundaries, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Final question. What are you doing later? Are you off out with the alderman to play Pokemon Go round the back of your orchard again? And does he like it when you catch a hard one?
I see. Now, I don't know what Pokemon Go is. You think it's funny, me saying I'm making plans to see Oldman. I don't find it funny at all. You know, for a bit of kiss-kiss action, he's a good bloke. He's in good shape for his age.
Well, you can now effortlessly move into your story about what you've been up to with him.
Okay,
week.
Well, you didn't even listen to me answer anyway. So, this
is a
bit...
there was one.
This is a bit curious, this one, Andy, because never... Right, this week I got an email from the alderman, inviting me up to Stockton to publicise like an after-school club that the alderman's organising.
Who's that for, then?
It's for daft, very basic kids, you know.
Yeah.
And the parents and that.
Boss-eyed.
Yeah. And I arrive...
Pigeon-toed.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily, just, you know, just daft kids, good for nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So I arrive at the school... But everyone seems to have gone, you know, the email said 3 o'clock or something was the event, and it was in the dining hall, but there's no one there. So I found a caretaker, seems the only person I could find, a big bloke. Really big bloke, but I reckon he's only got like a little stubby Johnson, I reckon. That's what I just thought when I saw him. And he was a bit like avert.
Does he like bulk up to overcompensate?
And he just averted it. He just like pointed, like, oh, whatever, for the dining room. So I went in there, and there's only one person in the dining room, Andy, yeah?
Yeah.
Couldn't quite see who it was. Turns round, it's the town clerk.
Oh.
Interesting, isn't it? Well, he says, if it isn't Bob Mortimer, the telly. And I said, all right, town clerk, where is everyone? And he claps his hand. And out of the kitchen come all his cronies, like, he goes, head of social services, chief parkie, chief librarian, the vicar.
The gang.
All the gang, the vicar with the twitch who smells of bleach. So I think, I said, what's going on here, town clerk? And he says, maybe a bit of kiss-kiss. Yeah? And he stands up, right? Maybe a bit of kiss-kiss. Now, he's got quite tight lemon-coloured denim jeans on and cowboy boots. They don't really kind of go with his brown shirt and his tie. I said, I'm not sure, town clerk. Not sure. I mean, I did. It was a kid. I did fancy Andy a bit. But
well, you do when you're in the moment, don't you?
But he raises his arm and his cronies start chanting, kiss the clerk, kiss the clerk, kiss the clerk. And he beckons me towards him. I mean, as I say, he's not my type, but then half of me is saying a kiss is a kiss.
He's no alderman, but, you know, you'll take whatever's on offer, won't you?
So I'm sort of drawing towards him, thinking about the kiss, and I hear the loud, like, clang of a metal bucket being kicked over, right? I turn round, it's the caretaker, yeah? But only it isn't. He takes his coat off and his wig and he shouts, no, Robert! Not on local authority property! It's the alderman. He's going to disguise that. As for you, Mr. Duncan, I knew you were up to something to do with kissing, so I followed you and I've caught you out. Come with me, Robert. There's a park over the road for this kind of thing. So, obviously, I've drawn that. Obviously, I've followed...
Hang on, but is the park not a local authority area as well?
Well...
It's a bit hypocritical.
That's another story, Andy, but I tell you, we went over and I had really lovely, lovely time having a case with the alderman. Really lovely time. That was the alderman this week. Strange story, though, isn't it?
Strange, but a happy ending.
Yeah, him dressing up like
well
a caretaker.
Well, and the town clerk's been put in his place.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how he responds to that, because he could come out fighting.
He could. I think he's getting a bit jealous. I have done nothing to, like, egg him on or anything like that.
He might spend the next week or 10 days licking his wounds.
Yeah.
And come back angrier, stronger, more determined.
Wanting for some kissing.
Yeah.
Wanting to get his kiss.
You want to watch out for that, then.
I saw the alderman this week, you know.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Do you want to know about it? I'm not bothered if you don't.
No, cool, let's have it.
Well, I don't know if the viewers know, but I've just come back from America, which is the United States of America, I should say. I went to Palm Springs visiting breweries because have I told you I'm going to become a brewer?
Yeah, you mentioned that, yeah, but it's not really very interesting, so I'll just move you on from that. That's okay. Palm Springs, the millionaire playpen, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it is.
Who else was there? Like Richard Branson?
No, but, well, actually, I flew first. I flew first class, actually. And, you know, where you get your own bed and all that. And I tell you who was on there with me in the same flight was Simon Pegg from Star Trek. You know Simon Pegg?
Yeah.
A chap called Biffy Clyro. Do you know Biffy Clyro? He's a rock star, pop star.
Is he? I thought that was a group.
No, I think there is an actual Biffy.
One of them's called Biffy.
Yeah, I think the lead singer is Biffy, and for Biffy
Clyro. Are you not thinking of Biffy McLean?
No, definitely not. One who plays for West Brom. Anyway,
oh,
and also
stuff in the 90s.
Mike and the mechanic, Mike out of Mike and the Mechanics, you know, Mike Rutherford.
Right.
Remember him? So I thought, I mean, this has nothing to do with the alderman, but I thought to myself, you know, fuck me if I'm not going to at least I'm going to involve myself with these three. Do you know what I mean? So I sat next to Sarge.
Hang on. Was the mechanics on with him? Or were they in standard
class? No, it was just Mike. It was just Mike, and he was with three women who were identical to look at, but older, you know, different ages. But
right.
if you cut through them, you'd only know because you'd have to cut into them to count the rings. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because they
looked
identical.
Russian dolls, then.
There's nothing like Russian dolls. To be honest with you, I'm more like a tree, Andy. That's the point I was making. So
it's getting late. I think you should get on with the story.
Sorry, of course I will. Yeah. So Biffy. By the way, I sat next to Simon, and he told me to watch a film about some kid who had special powers. And here's a bit of airline gossip for you. He declined to have the in-flight meal, Simon. Nothing
really?
Funny there, just a little bit of gossip for you. Biffy just stood up throughout most of the flight, just like drawing on himself, you know, with a pen.
That's rock stars for you, isn't it?
And Mike, from Mike and the Mechanics, he went to the toilet 3 times, Andy. But his stride pattern and speed of approach to the toilet was identical every time. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That's a musician in a minute.
That's a well-regulated man, that.
Yeah, so anyway.
That's a man who's travelled first class a lot of times. He's confident, he's comfortable, he knows who he is, what he is and where he's going and why he's going there for a Chadwick.
I tell you what, I wouldn't mind. It makes me want to collect this stuff. I wouldn't mind having little test tubes with tinkerings in, like Mike and the Mechanics, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Do you know the woman from Middlesbrough who does business news on the BBC in the mornings?
Big Steph.
Steph, yeah. But anyway,
she'd
with
a test tube.
Well, Mike would. Well, Mike's. I think given like the pattern, the science of it all, he probably does an identical volume every time. Do you know what I mean? I don't know about 33 cl.
Born
anyway, so there's bloke next to me in the bed next to me. Yeah,
You have like little barriers between you and your little cubicles. There's some bloke next to me, wife's next to me on the other side, yeah? And I've got a lovely stewardess, right, pretty big lass. Do you know the ones that are pretty big, pretty masculine, but then they have their hair in a bun? And there's
this
big, thick specs, so like they're a bit retro. And anyway, she wasn't particularly feminine, but anyway, so. Yes, I've got to get on with this because I've got to get back I've got to get over to Big Brother. So anyway, what in first class, Andy, you have a little screen you can pull out, yeah? I'm watching this movie Simon Pegg has said I should watch about a kid with special powers.
I'll just take your word for it, yeah.
And suddenly a box comes up, goes ping, and it says, hello, you've been invited to live chat. Would you like to chat to the person in seat 11A? This is true, Andy. So I think it's the wife, obviously. But I don't know. It's the wife, obviously. I said, yeah, you have to respond, and I'm in seat 10. I said, seat 10, yes, would like to have a chat with you. And it said, would you like to have a kiss? It's the wife, obviously, in seat 11A. And so I said, hello, typed it in. You type it in and send, yeah? Yeah. And it's the wife, so I said, you see, Mike, the mechanic out of Mike and the Mechanics, he's on his way at the bogs again, yeah, just for fun to the wife.
Yeah.
And then I get the answer back, do you fancy a kiss? So I don't just get up and snug the wife. I type back in, ooh, you cheeky. Do you know what I mean? Cheeky thing. And I climb up over the little divide to approach the wife. She's fast asleep. She's fast asleep, Andy. It hadn't been her I'm talking to.
So I thought she was in.
Well, no, I'm in seat 10. She was in seat 11, and it was seat 9. I just presumed it was the wife. So I'm a bit up looking, and as I sit down, the bloke I mentioned, he was next to me, pops his head over his little barrier, and he says, I'm waiting for my kiss, right? Do you know who it is? Who is it? Can you guess who it is?
Is it the alderman?
No, it's not.
No.
So who's it going to be? It's a fucking town clerk, isn't it?
Town clerk's
up there, yeah.
So pissing all over the alderman's patch.
I said, what are you doing on the flight? No, I was not angry. I wasn't like, what are you doing on the flight? Just a bit shocked, like, what are you doing on the flight?
Yeah, a bit.
And he says,
excited.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. Yeah. And he says, I'll tell you what I'm doing. He says, I'm waiting for my kiss. So I said, oh, fuck, man. So I think, well, just get a little quick peck in, keep him happy. And I quite fancied it anyway, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the town clerk's a good-looking fella, Andy. I'm not...
I've seen him. I've been on his website. Yeah.
What do you think?
Very photogenic.
Yeah.
Very, very smooth skin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely worth a kiss. So just as I lean towards him, there's a little bit of turbulence, right? And I hear, you know, the tannoy, beep, boop. Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of turbulence. Beep, boo. And then it goes, Robert, sit down.
Oh, no.
How dare you prepare to kiss mid-flight during turbulence? And I look up, Andy, and it want the, you know my stewardess? Yeah. Wasn't the stewardess took wig off?
Doesn't sound like a stewardess.
Off. No, it's fucking alderman.
Jesus
Christ. The alderman. And you'll say, oh, yeah, this sounds a bit contrived, isn't it? So there's loads of kids and economy walk through, kiss the alderman, the child, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman. The alderman and the town clerk are taking the daft kids. You know, the kids without much of a future. Right. Yeah.
To Disney World.
They're taking the dreary kids over at fucking Universal, is it, over there?
Yeah.
In Los Angeles. So they're chanting, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman. So I lean in again, wife pops up, Robert, what is going on, Robert? During this flight, Robert. There's nothing I can say, Andy. What can I say? I'm about to kiss the alderman, basically. He scurried
off. You can't even escape, can you? You can't even run away.
No, he scurried off, right? And he sat next to Biffy, started drawing on Biffy's face for him.
Yeah.
And, he spent the rest of the flight with Biffy. I said, I was a bit jealous of him, right, laugh.
Right.
Sorry, I've gone on about. So, yeah, another failed kiss incident with the alderman. Just thought you might like to know that.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I went up to Stockton this week, Andy.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. For the old,
tell us all about that then, Bob.
The Alderman's annual charity football match.
Oh,
and it was town hall officials, the alderman and all his cronies and that, versus minor celebrities like myself. So there's me. Do you know Stephen Tomkinson?
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Tomkinson.
Tall lad, isn't he?
Yeah. Steph from BBC Breakfast News, yeah.
Big business Steph, yeah.
Me, Mark Page, used to be on Radio 1.
Yep.
Biffy
all
Clyro.
All the Teesside stars.
Yeah, Biffy Clyro. And it was all,
the pop star.
All to raise money for the dreamy. You know, gloomy kids, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
It's like slow kids, the weedy ones and their parents.
The dysfunctional ones.
Well, that's probably a bit dysfunctional. I mean, that's more of an accusation I'd attach to the parents. But anyway, yeah, they're daft kids. So the town clerk, he's manager of the council team. Alderman, he's managing my team, celebrity team. And it's a half-decent game, actually, Andy. They've got a few people turned up to support it and that. Biffy Clyro, he's a bit useless. He just stands out wide on the wing, drawing on his face.
Yeah, this is no good. That's him.
It's no good to anyone, is it? But Tomkinson's useful. He's useful there, centre-half. Although, you're getting a bit fed up with the physicality, like, of the vicar, who thinks of bleach with a twitch.
Yeah.
Really physical player he is.
Gets stuck in, does he?
He's wiry, you know, like not quite as tall, but like crouchy. Really difficult to play against, you know.
Or, treat it like a cup final, even though it's a charity thing.
Absolutely, yeah, really getting stuck in. It's a tight game just before half-time. Steph from Business News on the breakfast, BBC, hacks down the chief planning officer, yeah? He's the Red Indian who plays for them. That's just a joke, ha ha, chief planning officer. Hacks him down in the box, they get a penalty, right? Bleachy Vicar takes it, 1-0 at half time. Good game, though. Good game.
Yeah, yeah, all to play for.
Alderman gives us the team talk. He tells Biffy to go and wash his fucking face, yeah? Tells Steph to say, can you stop being quite so physical, Steph? Do you know what I mean? Then he turned to me and he says, Robert? What's going on, Robert? You're not the Robert we were expecting, Robert. You're one pissed. Lethargic, Robert. Get a grip, Robert. I didn't say anything, Andy, sorry. I didn't say anything because, to be honest with you, I knew he was right. The game was just passing me by a bit, really. Tight game. We're down to the last 2 minutes. It's still 1-0, yeah?
What's Clyro doing?
Oh, what do you think Clyro's doing? He's sat
standing at the touchline, drawing on his face.
Starts drawing on his face again.
Prick.
I mean, you're basically playing with 10 men, but of course,
you know, it's for charity, but, you know, make an effort. If you're going to turn up, put a shift in.
To be honest, Andy, he's the biggest star we had, so to get the crowds in.
I know, but even so.
Well, I agree with you, Andy, right? So, a couple of minutes left. I'm hacked down by the chief planning officer, right? The trainer rushes on with his bag and a mad sponge. It was just a bit of that spray you get from Boots. And I have to say, I don't think, I can't, I don't know whether I can carry on. He says, nonsense. I say, no, Jeff, really, I'm in too much pain. I think I'm finished for the match. Then my teammates all gradually gather round. They lean in, and I look up to see Steph from BBC Breakfast and me, Mark Page, and Bernie Slaven, actually, ex-Borough striker, staring down at me.
Oh, a ringer, proper player.
Yeah. You know, it was good. Well, they had the vicar, for Christ's sake.
True.
Suddenly, they all separated. There he is, stood looking down at me, the alderman, yeah? He's taking his fleece off, and he's wearing the tightest mustard polo neck you can imagine, and a nice Czech trilby, right? What do they start chanting?
Kiss the alderman.
Kiss the alderman. The alderman leans right, his face right over him, and he says, help us, Robert. You're our only hope, Robert. Then his lips softly clasp onto mine, and he slowly moistens my mouth with his saliva. Andy, I've never been kissed like that before. It was like electricity passing through my body, honest, I promise. So I was literally straight up on my feet, and from the free kick, listen up, from the free kick, I ran straight at their defence. I nutmegged the vicar. I did a 1-2 with Steph from Breakfast before gliding past the head of child protection, smashing it into the net. Final kick of the match, right? Steph from Breakfast News lifted me right up above her head, and I tell you what, it felt as good as a victory scoring with the last, you know, equalising with the last kick.
Brilliant.
So,
what a story.
What a kiss,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I assume that money was raised as well for the Daft Kids?
Yeah, we raised over nearly £200.
That's what, well worth it.
£189.
£189.
Yeah.
Nice round figure. That's beautiful.
Thank you. So, yeah.
Great week for you then.
I kissed the alderman and we equalised.
Did it not go to penalties?
No, it's not. It wasn't a cup match. It's just a one-off. Do you know what? You're right. It should have gone to penalties, shouldn't it?
It should have. If I'd gotten to that, I would have felt a bit underwhelmed at the end walking away.
Ah, I'm fucked off now. It's because we were so... We celebrated, you know what I mean? It felt like an end.
It felt like a win, yeah. So, I see what you're saying.
There you go.
And the other team probably shied away from penalties.
Oh, thinking Sam Clark was so pissed off.
They wouldn't stand a chance.
Yeah.
Because you were on such a high.
Talking about the alderman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a good friend of mine and the alderman died at his funeral last week, Kenny Pepper. We've known him for... I'm 45, maybe nearly 50 years now. We all worked together at the steelworks in the 70s up right. In Middlesbrough. Kenny was a lathe operator at the foundry, and it was funny. Every day a woman used to come round, right, with a trolley at 11 or whatever, with tea, coffee,
yeah,
and stuff.
Well, while you're working your lathe?
Yeah, you're allowed to have a break, you know. And
did she wear safety equipment?
No, she just had a tabard. You know, like, no, or, and I can't remember that there was probably some bell rang and said, caution, tea lady.
That sounds better.
Now, he had a very, very long Douglas.
Did he?
He really long Douglas. And it's absolutely true.
Because Kenny Pepper's the kind of name of someone you think has got quite a short one, isn't it?
No, yes, a little stubby thing, but not a really long one. And what he used to do, and he did this every single day, he would lay it, his dongle, in the centre of a hot dog bun on his bench and cover it up with a cloth. And when the tea lady got to him, he'd pull the cloth off and say, what do you think would go best with this? And she would say, fuck off, Kenny, you pervert, or whatever.
Yeah.
But every single day. That was Kenny anyway. Anyway, he was killed by ISIS. Not...
No, you mean ICA?
Really. No, not really. No, he was very upset when his ISA didn't give the return. No, he died.
Oh, was that your joke?
No, not at all. I shouldn't have said he was killed by ISIS. No, he fell off the cliffs at Saltburn. Do you know the cliffs at Saltburn? While eating some chips, his little dog Perry finished up the chips, which is nice, isn't it?
So it's a nice
he fell
the
and
dog.
The chips fell to the floor, and Perry had the chips,
yeah,
not knowing that down 200, 300 feet below him was his dead owner.
And you know this how?
Eh?
How do you know this?
Well, it's a lot of newspapers.
Oh,
Kenny
true.
Perry. Kenny Pepper dies in cliff. The heart of it's true. So we went up for the funeral, and it turns out that Kenny had left a note to be read at his funeral. So they read it out, thanked us all for coming. And then it said, in the last 10 years, a great sadness had hit him because his good friend Bob, that's me, only seemed to have time for the alderman, and the letter specifically asked if, as a last goodbye, I could give him one final kiss before he were buried, like.
Right.
And while I glanced up at the alderman, I sat next to him, and his face was red and all puffed out.
God, you'd think he'd be all right with that, wouldn't you?
Well, to give him credit, through like his gritted teeth, he says, "Do it, Robert, do it."
So Kenny.
I walked to the front, and all the congregation and the vicar with the twitch and the town clerk were all not chanting it, but just sort of like, I don't know what you call it, just rhythmically saying, "Kiss the corpse, kiss the corpse." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
like, you know, lovely, respectfully.
Respectfully, yeah. Kiss Kenny's corpse, yeah. Kiss Kenny's corpse. So just as I leaned over to give Kenny his, like, this final kiss, I hear, "No, Robert! Not in the Lord's house, Robert! Robert, please, Robert!"
It's his wife.
Everything went silent. Everyone turned and stared at him. I didn't know what to do, so I just give Kenny a tiny little peck on his cheek. When I looked up, the older one was just, like, running out of the church, but you could hear him sobbing.
Yeah.
It's not nice, is it? So the town clerk and the vicar had great big grins on the face.
I bet they did.
Yeah. I mean, I've
got one over on them.
Well, I half wonder whether the letter was real, whether it was all aimed at getting one over. Anyway, they seemed very pleased with themselves. I went out as quick as I could, and the old man was nowhere to be seen. I've tried contacting him, but he won't pick up his phone.
Right.
To be honest with you, I feel, did you think I was right to kiss Kenny's corpse? Or?
It's the wishes of a dying man, isn't it? Or a dead man. So, yeah.
I mean, it just seems a bit odd.
It's not like you and the alderman are in any kind of, like, relationship. You're not committed to each other, are you?
Well, that's what I...
You know what I mean? It's not cheating or anything.
I've never said either way. He's never asked me, and I've never asked him. But anyway, so
there's that open status, isn't there? So you're free to kiss other men, other
corpses,
dignitaries,
or
corpses, whatever. Yeah, he can't complain. He either needs to commit to you properly, or, you know, shut his mouth.
Yeah, well,
shit or get off the pot, as they say.
Yeah, I can't give him that message at the moment because he's, what do they call it, incommunicado?
Yeah.
That's where he is.
He just needs to pull himself together, doesn't he?
I don't know if you remember, but last week, the alderman had a strop-on with me after I kissed Kenny Pepper's corpse at his funeral. Well, the way back in with the alderman, Andy, right, is always through his charity, yeah? It's just his weak
spot. It's his soft underbelly, isn't it?
Yeah, always the charity. You know, when he runs for the daft kids and the parents? Yeah. So I wrote to him, sort of formally, in a formal way, offering to come up to Stockton and compare a variety show at the social club, like to raise money to get PlayStations, trumpets, hammers, that sort of thing for the kids.
Can I just stop you there?
Yeah.
What's the best Squeeze album?
Play.
It's not some fantastic place. Carry on.
So, you know, PlayStations, trumpets, hammers, that sort of thing for the kids to keep them happy, you know, when the parents are arguing.
Yeah.
So he bit immediately. He was quite formal. "Yes, Robert, the town clerk will pick you up from Darlington Station at 5:30 in the council minibus." But there was no hint. It was very businesslike.
Yeah.
I went up there. I got there early. I like to get there a bit early if I'm doing a show. I'm just comparing there. There was four acts on. Hong Kong Ping Pong, the first act is called. It's a Chinese bloke who does tricks with ping pong balls, right? He throws them up, lands them on his nose. He, like, does a, like, he crouches down and farts them round the train track, that sort of thing, you know? Bit of a racist, and he hates white people.
Ooh.
Yeah, he blames them for VD. Don't know why. Puff Stepdad, I know it's corny, but he's like a white rapper from up north.
Puff Stepdad,
that's sad, isn't it? He's quite popular. He's a bit like Freddie Starr, but he raps his jokes to, like, slowed down 80s disco tracks.
Yeah.
You know, they say he's got £1 million stashed down an old mine somewhere. That's his, you know.
Is that true?
That's the rule. I fuck knows.
God.
Jocelyn Shapiro's on as well. She used to be a stripper, but now it's a good actress, Andy. She does, like, sweary music, number songs from the musicals. Right. She dresses as a bride.
Swears through them.
Yeah, so she goes like, "The Phantom of the Opera's a fucking dickhead." That sort of thing. Why are there so many songs about wankers?
Yeah.
And they're really sweary. "So you wanna be a wanker?" It's a good fun act.
Yeah.
It sounds a bit rude, but it's a good fun act. And Brian
good family
Sharp.
Stuff.
Brian Sharp, he's a traditional observation comedian. I hadn't seen him before. I'm looking forward to seeing him. Get some tips from me, observation comedy. And house band up there is always a fire brigade. They're all ex-firefighters or associated with firefighting, fire industry. Yeah. You know? I'll wait in my room. I think I'm going on a bit. I'm sorry, Andy.
No, it's really, it's gripping.
I know it isn't. I'm waiting in my room, just on my own, thinking, yeah, he's not going to come, the old man. The vicar came in, the one with the twitch who smells like bleach, asked if he could have a tod in my shirt, but I let him. But there's no sign of the old man. Show starts. I do my normal like few jokes at the top. Not a single laugh. Nothing. Silence. Really hard crowd.
Bit of an atmosphere there.
So I introduced Hong Kong Ping Pong, little Chinese fella. He got a little beer belly and that. As I passed him coming on the stage, actually, he whispered at me, "You white trash, prick, germ, bollocks, idiot." That's not very nice, is it?
Now you see, if that was you, roles were reversed, and you were saying something to him about
"You white trash, prick, germ, bollocks, idiot." That's what he said. His turn was really good, though. At one point, he stood up, think of this, Andy, and he balanced on a single ping pong, right? And then, you know, they spit the balls out. Yeah. Spit the balls out straight into like a bucket of soapy water. All the while, I promise you, whilst he was eating a pork chop.
Why has he not been on Britain's Got Talent yet?
Yeah, because of the racism, I think.
Probably, yeah.
Then I introduced Brian Sharp, yeah? The observation comedy, I stand at the bar to watch big bloke, shades, like woolly hair.
Yeah.
Eddie Large kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Starts up. Hey, have you ever noticed people would rather rip their hands to shreds carrying 10 carrier bags into the house than make 2 journeys to the car? Right, everyone laughs because it's true.
Yeah.
You know, but I see a chance and I shout out. Yeah, and avoid putting too much pressure on the brass hand.
You did it in your voice.
Fucking
silence.
Like that. Yeah. Oh, shit. Anyway, he carries on. Have you ever noticed, eh? Have you ever noticed that hotel showers are next to useless when it comes to temperature regulation and thermostat sensitivity, eh? Everyone laughs their heads off, you know, because what with it being true and that.
Absolutely.
And
I think
he's surely he's missed a trick, so I shout out. Yeah, and your brass hand sticks to the shower curtain. Fucking silence. Oh, you're honest,
your brass
silent.
Hand stuff's not travelling, is it?
It ain't. I'm thinking, oh, God, anyway. Do you remember, he says? Do you remember? I said, do you remember? Ajax scouring powder? You could shift fox tod off a chainsaw with that stuff. Do you remember it? Do you remember it? They laughed their fucking heads off again. And I, actually, it is funny, because I even recall that it was a very good scouring powder. Yeah, and it's no longer available.
Yeah.
I give it a final go. Hey, and I often used to get fox shit on my brass hand. Nothing. Absolute silence. I'm really upset. I go outside at half time for a puff on my crack pipe. Brian Sharp comes out. I apologise. I say, I'm sorry, Brian, interrupting your act like that and everything. And he says, Do you remember? Then his voice changes. Robert? Do you remember? Do you remember when it was only me you wanted to kiss, Robert? Took his shades, wig off. It's a fucking alderman.
Oh, God.
He says, I told them not to laugh at Robert, to teach you a lesson, Robert, about having your feelings hurt, Robert. Well, I'm a bit angry, but a bit relieved, because, you know, it wasn't to do with me set being bad, and he doesn't seem that mad with me.
Yeah.
Comes over, rubs me tummy, then takes me inside onto the stage. Whole audience are waiting for me, about 300, and they're all chanting, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman. Fire Brigade band, the drummer, he's actually fire safety officer at South Tees Hospital. He starts up a drum roll. Alderman comes towards me, bang! He plants like a full unfolded lip kiss right on me lips, then withdraws his lips like really slowly so they kind of stick together and then released. Yeah. Superb kiss, Andy.
Yeah.
It really was. Anyway, sorry, I'm going to...
I'm just enough here.
Rest of the... I know, I'm sorry.
No, not with boredom, with arousal.
I know what you mean. It was a lovely kiss. Rest of the night went great. We raised nearly £1,000 for the Dozy kids. All's well, ends well. Sorry
and you've
about,
learned a lesson.
I've learned a
haven't
lesson.
Haven't you?
I have, yeah.
I've been to another one of his rallies this week.
Yeah.
Quite a local one down in Yarm. Which is where Steve McLaren lives, I believe.
Yeah, of course. All the borough footballers, isn't it?
That's not really relevant. So I turned up, got down early, down the front in all my red gear, hit the toe in red,
yeah.
Hat, shirt, tie, lipstick, all the stuff.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You no, you didn't have lipstick on then, Mike.
Anyway, down the front, Corbyn comes on. He does a tight 10 minutes about the evils of CCTV on trains.
Okay.
And how footage can be manipulated.
Right.
You know, got quite into it.
Yeah.
PowerPoint thing, but, you know, a bit distracting, but never mind. Then the lights all went off, and we all sang Money's Too Tight to Mention.
That's right.
Simply Red song.
Yeah.
Now, it sounded to me like Mick Hucknall was singing it.
Yeah.
But the lights were off, so I couldn't see. Right, I'm just assuming it was Corbyn just doing a Hucknall impression.
Yeah.
Anyway, then time for a break, so I nip round the back, get a fag, and he comes out the fire exit. Here he is, Corbyn. Stands next to me, lights up. He's got a roll up this week.
Oh, smoking a rollie. Not a pipe.
Not a pipe this week. So he says, seen you.
Yeah.
He says, all right. He says, seen you. Down the front. Seen you. Fancy yourself, don't you?
Ooh, attitude.
He says, well, I do. So, you know, I says, well, a little bit, yeah. And he points at me red rosette that I've got on. He says, official rosette, is it? I says, well, I'm not sure. I've had it for ages. You know, I've not worn it at an official party event for years, though. He says, thought so. Thought as much. Thought it looked a bit weathered. I says, well, sorry. Should I get a new one? You know, is there any official ones that you set me up with? He says, well, I have a merchandising operation. I could get you one at a reduced price if you'd be interested. So I says, wow, yeah, great. Thanks. You know, if there's anything I can do in return, you know, to help with your election.
Yeah,
let us know, because I'm becoming a serious convert.
Yeah,
to the Corbynista cause. And he says, "Well, there might be one thing you could help me with."
Oh, here it comes.
I thought, oh, aye. So he pulls his tab out of his mouth, and his bottom lip slowly parts from the top one. He reaches across and he just brushes me rosette with the back of his hand.
Oh, hey up! Is this in a?
And he says, it gets lonely on the campaign trail, you know. I'm always on the road, and I start to miss Mrs. Corbyn when it's almost bedtime.
Hmm.
I says, I can imagine that, yeah, yeah. So he says, do you think you could possibly proffer a small kiss?
Oh, he's a kisser.
To alleviate my emotional turbulence? And I thought, well, you know, given what you and the alderman get up to, it's, you know, it's legitimised.
You're not a bad-looking fellow, I suppose.
And I've started to become quite a fan over the past few weeks. I thought, you know, a little kiss is not going to hurt.
No harm in that.
So I moved my mouth slowly towards his, and I just felt my chin graze against his beard as we got closer.
Yeah.
Just as we're about to kiss, there's a bang, and I jump back. Yeah. Someone's booted the fire exit.
Shit.
And this voice goes, no! Andrew, no! Not during a democratic electoral process, Andrew! Jeremy, back inside and address your followers at once! Fuck.
Who are you saying it is?
It's the alderman.
Fuck off.
It's your alderman.
What
I'm
do you
mean? I'm in Yarm, aren't I? I'm in Yarm.
Well,
it's your patch.
He wouldn't give a shit if you were having a kiss. What was it? What? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know. It happened.
What, you've been sniffing around the alderman?
No, I'm sniffing around Corbyn. I've got nothing... thing with the alderman.
So what happened then?
Corbyn goes back in. Don't get upset.
How right? What?
Just let us explain.
Yeah.
Jesus. Right, so the alderman's still there. Corbyn's gone back in. And I'm panicking. I'm saying, sorry, look, I don't have any major involvement at constituency level. I'm not up to speed with the etiquette. It wasn't supposed to happen. And the alderman says, I can teach you all about the etiquette, Andrew. Especially as I'm not standing for office myself. And I thought, well, it's an opportunity to learn something's a good thing. That'd be wonderful. And he says, now, it looks to me as though you're in possession of a pair of lips that just thought they were about to be kissed. Come over to me, Andrew.
You didn't.
Come now.
You better not have.
And he cupped his hands around my face.
No, he never.
And just gently brushed his lips against mine.
Oh, as if,
and just held them there for a couple of seconds and then pulled away. And honest Jesus, Bob.
You kissed him? You kissed him?
My entire body turned to jelly.
Oh, I'm not happy with this, Andy.
I felt as though...
It's nothing to do with you, the alderman. No, I'm off. Sorry. No, it's upset me, that.
No, but... Bob! Thank you.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.